PFT Media.
And high velocity wings. That's right, mother bleepers. The Devils in the Podcast survived the storm.
We did.
And whatever else the president is doing. And we're back here to broadcast.
Yep.
Sing it, Freddie. Days without electricity.
Yep.
Some people had 8 minutes without electricity.
I call it the Puerto Rican experience.
Oh, man. Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Own Podcast. This is Pedro Lima with me, as always, Dandy Dan Perella, super producer Chris Crespo, and joining us in studio at the beautiful, still put together by duct tape, Cinema Crespo Diesel Studios. This is my younger brother, Angel, a.k.a. Danny.
Hi, welcome. They scraped the bottom of the barrel with me this evening, but thank you for having me.
We ran
a lot of fallouts.
There was so many fallouts.
Got washed away in the hurricane.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're all busy. Hey, man. They're all busy doing roof work and stuff.
I'm like a roach. I survived.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's all I can pretty much say. It's been a hellish few weeks. I don't think it was that bad for me. I knew what to expect, so I was fine. But it's been hellish all around for everybody else. Who thought that a hurricane would engulf the whole state of Florida and cause outages from Miami to Tallahassee?
I think every scientist for 3 years.
It's not real, Dan.
Lies.
What's up? Lies. Rick Perry told me so.
How? Oh, well.
Isn't that amazing?
It was. Did you see the pictures of Brickell in Miami?
The Brickell turned. This is okay. So before I lost power, you know, everybody's watching Weather Channel.
Sure.
Because if you watch local channels, it's just panic mode.
Yes.
Panic mode and
sponsored
looters.
By the Home Depot.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Get your lumber, Home Depot. They got a 70% discount.
Too late.
But yeah, the video from Brickell, the guys broadcasting from Brickell, Brickell looks like a little ocean right now. Mm-hmm. And here comes this Escalade because Cubans don't give a bleep.
Nope.
I hate seeing bleep. I'm going to say f***. And you do that.
Mark it.
I know. I just can't. I can't do it. Right. I tried it real hard, and it's just...
Be yourself. We can bleep.
This hurricane, I haven't had a day off from work.
Getting yelled at all the time.
Yeah, a lot of people... I don't want to say the company that I work for, but I work for one of the power companies out there. And yeah, man, I heard it all. I heard every single one of you.
You guys are impatient dicks. That's what he's trying to say.
Impatient.
I understand. Sir, I understand your frustration. I would be frustrated, too, if I was without power for 2 days.
Yeah.
Yes. But a major storm did come through. Yeah. And
the entire state is without power.
What's taking so long? I don't know if you watched the news, sir. But a storm came. I had to convince one lady and be like, ma'am, I promise you, a storm came through. And I had to say a storm because if I say a hurricane, that barely blew. Ma'am, we had a major event. So now I chose to say.
A thing with wind happens.
A thing, yeah. Yeah. Oh, you lost power? Okay. I don't have a master bedroom anymore. But I'm here. Yeah, that's fine. You can yell at me all day. Uh-huh. It's all good.
I got this.
But yeah, Brickell's in Cubans and Brickell. Brickell's in Cuban. This is how messed up I am.
Right.
But Cubans and Brickell, they're just going against. And the guy from the Weather Channel is going, this is amazing. Like all of a sudden, this turned into breaking news.
Yeah.
Like, this is amazing. Oh, this guy is trying. Oh, my God. He's not going to make. And the guy makes it around the block.
Uh-huh. Around the block. Stops at the Foot Locker. Okay. Gets out. Yeah. Gets some shoes.
He came to Florida in that Escalade.
Yeah, and that's another video you brought, you bringing that up. The people breaking into the Foot Locker.
Yes! But they didn't show it. I didn't know you saw it. The GameStop.
Yeah.
The GameStop was completely broken. So across the street from the Foot Locker, from the video. And there were people coming out of the GameStop with games all over them.
Shut up.
Yeah,
really?
For real. Oh, man.
How come they didn't show that? They showed the Foot Locker. Let me ask you this.
Well, you know why. You know why.
Let me ask you this. Anybody want to guess what I'm about to ask?
Who steals Minecraft? Who steals Minecraft?
Not touching that one.
Really?
Woo!
Wow. I had no idea that the GameStop...
They showed the whole plaza. Like, there's different stores opened up. But the only two that were broken into, the Foot Locker and the GameStop. You get your sneaks in your Minecraft.
I guess the certain type of people that broke into the GameStop were intimidated to go into the Foot Locker.
All right.
Someone called dibs on the Foot Locker.
We'll wait till they leave.
I got my Dragon Age. I got my Dragon Age Ultimate Edition. I'm good.
Yeah, but they're going to steal... most of those boxes are empty.
Yeah.
So they stole a bunch of boxes, unless they went in the back.
They were in the back. No. Yeah, they came from the back. Like, the whole parking lot was littered with shoes.
Wow, dude.
You talking about the GameStop? Yeah, that's all of them were in the back.
I know, I saw the Foot Locker
went
through the back and stuff like that.
I'm sure, I don't even know where... I don't know. When I think of emergency situations, you know, for me...
Some Jordans don't rank in the top
five? I'm not thinking, dude, in a few days, everyone's going to need Nikes.
Okay.
This is my gold mine.
All right. You know how much I love lists. Here goes. The top five things that you need. If you're going to get desperate and if you're going to loot a place.
If you're going to loot, what are you doing? Right?
Water and food, we're going to put them together.
Yeah.
So let's say...
I'll put those in honorable mention because that's a guarantee.
Honorable mentions. That's number one.
Number one, you're going to steal some food.
Honorable mentions. You'll go without food and water as honorable... Okay, so why are you taking number one?
All right. So number one... Probably should I could resell, go to pawn shops and get all the jewelry I can.
Jewelry.
What are you gonna do? Hold on. Now I want to know what the hell your top five list. Okay, so pawn shop is.
Are we talking jewelry. About looting for profit or just looting for survival?
Essentials. Yeah.
For essentials for survival. So food is number one.
Oh,
that
makes
it two.
That makes more sense.
I don't know how the hell a pawn shop makes it in the top five.
If I'm venturing out in a hurricane, what I'm grabbing are these things.
Yeah.
Okay, fair.
Yeah.
So, okay. I think the Foot Locker, footwear, clothing, and stuff like that might be number two to three.
Okay.
I'm thinking pawn shop if they have a generator, but I doubt they will.
See, I'm thinking I'm hitting up a place for a gas grill.
A Foot Locker. I'm sorry. The Home Depot.
I'm hitting the Home Depot.
Or the Ace Hardware.
Or an Ace or a Walmart. And I'm smashing a Walmart.
Ace is the place.
Ace Walmart. Is the place.
Whoa.
They won't find me at Walmart.
Well, Ace is smaller, so Ace is easier to get into and get out.
Yeah, but the inventory is not going to be that great.
we're worried about inventory now?
Yeah, no. We want to make sure it's good quality stuff.
I think you guys are missing the obvious one.
Oh.
You got to break into a pharmacy.
Whoa. All right, so that's the one.
Hit it, Crespo. Yeah, you don't have like a ding, 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 like a winning sound effect?
We got to make our own soundboard for
him. Yeah,
I like that. That works.
I like that one.
All right, here we go. Pharmacy,
Pharmacy is
a good one.
That makes
for either personal use or resale.
Yep.
Come on.
Covering both ends. Trade them for food. You, trade them for plywood. How many pieces of plywood can you get for like 12 oxys?
Easy.
Plywood your whole house.
You could get a generator for 12 oxys.
You could probably trade a house.
At this point, some people are with those sticks.
Yeah, man. It's... And then we're thinking this is the bad one. This is the worst. Here's how it happened. Harvey goes and messes up Houston.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, man, pray for Houston. So okay, boom. Here comes Irma.
Irmy, yeah.
Fuakata. It just covers Florida. Pray for Florida and stuff like
West Jab.
Yeah. No, didn't Irma hold up? Irma completely removed a country.
Yes.
Yes.
Barbados?
Barbuda. I keep.
No,
I
not mean, Barbados.
It's the one next to Antigua. <That's>, I know that one.
Right. One of those. It, don't worry about learning it. It doesn't exist anymore.
Doesn't that Beach Boy song cover it?
Barbuda.
Nah, it's Bermuda.
I don't even. Anyway. That place is gone.
Yes.
Yeah,
that
gone.
Is
they removed
over. 0% population.
Yep.
Some people went to the Virgin Islands. Some people ended up in Puerto Rico. And then Irma covers Florida. And then everybody's like, oh, Florida, we're about to get on our feet. And then here comes Maria and just slices right through the middle of Puerto Rico.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
The first Category 5 to ever go through Puerto Rico.
Now we pray for Puerto Rico.
And now the Puerto Rico shirts are coming.
Puerto Rico.
Raul Strong. So now everybody's, it's just, and it's crazy because Puerto Rico now is not going to have electricity. But this is what I've always said. If anybody can make out of this and rebuild, Puerto Ricans.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Because they're like, we're going to be without electricity. Barbecue, puppy. Yeah. They'll find music.
Yeah, they will.
Find music. Mm-hmm. They'll barbecue the whole time. Mm-hmm. It's going to suck, man. Because once you get westernized internet, PlayStations, Xboxes, and stuff like that.
It's rough.
It's hard. It's hard living, man.
You see, when internet gets removed, and it will, yes. Trust me, internet will be removed at one point at this presidency. You're going to see riots.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see crazy shit happening.
Oh, you don't take a man's internet away.
No.
No.
Power, people can deal with.
Sure. You can take my gun, but not my internet.
Absolutely.
Well, internet's become a utility. I mean, people make their livelihood solely on the internet.
The UN has declared it a living right. Actually,
really?
Now.
Yeah.
Isn't that insane that we were without internet in our youth, and now it's become
so essential.
If we didn't have internet, if they took it away, then what are we going to do? We're going to walk around the street yelling this podcast out to people?
Yeah.
We got to see us.
We have to claim a corner.
Yeah.
We have to claim a corner.
We have to do
an amphitheater.
Imagine every podcaster claiming every corner in America.
There'll be no corners.
There'll be no corners.
It'll be like The Wire.
I'm sure that has to solve some sort of problem.
No, I think it'd be more like the 80s where we make our own mixtapes and just walk around. Take a listen. Here. Listen to my shit.
We'd be like,
hand them out one at a time.
Oh, man, we'd be the next Jerky Boys.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, have you appreciated things more? But here's the thing. Dan only lost power for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So nice. I don't know how much appreciation he's had.
I appreciated it because going any longer without power with a 6-year-old and a 2-year-old.
That's brutal.
That I would not have been able to survive that. So I'm quite appreciative that I kept it.
Did you ever think about evacuating at one point? Were you guys discussing it?
I thought about evacuating Jessica and the kids, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
To Texas?
Yeah, to
Houston? Nice. Father of the year.
No, to her father, who lives out hour south of Austin, like in the most protected area of Texas possible.
Really?
They don't get hit with anything.
Really?
So I was going to send them out ahead of time, but...
Everybody beat you to the punch.
The flights were kind of pricey.
By the time, we waited, obviously, and we could have flown out there still, too. It was pricey, but I would have been able to do it. But I realized we were only going to get maybe Cat 1 wins at most in Orlando by then, so I wasn't really worried too much.
Crespo, were you worried at any point about this hurricane?
Yeah. I was freaking out about it.
Yeah. Did you stay here or no?
I stayed here for it, but I wasn't worried so much about damage this place because it's like we're sandwiched in between buildings and the roof is new and I don't have any trees hanging over, so I knew damage wise. And then the way it's built, I knew there wouldn't be any flooding. I was like, if I didn't bother getting sandbags because if this place starts to flood, that means the whole neighborhood is underwater. Like we're all fucked. Sandbags ain't stopping shit. So in that regard, I wasn't worried, but I was worried about imminently losing power, which I knew would happen, and being one of the last ones in Florida to get it back, which is what happened.
Yeah.
And then just trying to get through that week, losing the week's worth of income, and then both my trivia gigs, and couldn't record PFT all week. Just being thrown off my schedule was like,
it's something. I mean, I've been working like I haven't had the time to decompress and soak everything in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because where I work, I've been in emergency mode and working every day. So I'm kind of like, I'm kind of like loopy as we're doing this podcast right now. Yeah, I am a little punch truck. So I haven't like realized like, man, I completely forgot about you lose like businesses being closed you guys.
Then the I was talking to the guy at the restaurant, one of the restaurants I work at. Yeah. In trivia, he was said I haven't sat down yet to figure out the numbers, but he estimates already that he lost like $40,000 in business at his restaurant from closing for almost a week. Early Saturday
and the loss of food.
He was closed up through like Thursday afternoon, and then. He had to replace all three AC units that got ripped off the ripped off the top of his building that he had to pay for.
Man. So now he has to go through the SBA and all that stuff.
All this stuff. And he said there's a place across the street from him. This is in East Orlando. I forgot the name of the place, but he said it's been around for over 20 years. The guy won't reopen.
Whoa.
Because he lost so much money and then all the damage. He's like, it's not worth it to reopen.
He just said, done. That place is going to catch some fire. Watch.
It already had a disaster hit. It doesn't need to catch a fire on top of that. Watch. It's got a documented storm.
We're going to find out. My brother Danny enjoyed being in the compound with my folks and stuff like that. And that's a lot of people in the house.
That was a lot of people. A lot of discomfort. You know, lost power.
Here's the funny part. Yeah. You have your own house.
I did, but then...
But you opted to walk three houses down and
let me tell you what happened.
Compile everybody in.
So everybody was freaking out all week. So mom kept telling, you know, my kids. I have three kids. And all kids like, you should stay with us. Just stay with us. So day of the hurricane comes, you know, we're already like, we're going to chill. But the kids are like crying. We're going to stay over at grandma's. So it's like, okay, you know, we'll send them first. So, you know, we're like,
like the Crusaders. We'll send the kids.
Nice callback.
Yeah.
So send the kids over to my parents. And then we're like, okay, we'll chill. You know, me and wife, you know, staying inside the house by ourselves. So it's like date night. Hurricane date night.
Yeah.
You know.
Yay.
Yeah. They'll play my color, whatnot. Then, like, the lights go out and, like, the winds start kicking up. So,
out of all the games to play during a f-ing hurricane, I'm sorry, mark that. Mancala.
Mancala, yeah. What's wrong with Mancala? What?
Out of the variety of games that is out there to play in a hurricane, the go to game to play during a hurricane.
Yeah.
Monopoly.
That causes fights, and you know this.
Yes, but that's the game that never ends.
Monopoly without air conditioning would be horrible.
Yes. I call it Miami Monopoly.
No, Risk without air. That's just fist fight.
I wouldn't do that either.
Was it you that got in a fight with Paul when playing Risk?
With one of my cousins? No, yeah. I've never been that competitive guy. That gets mad over games or anything like that. That's never been me. But I hate playing Risk with anybody because they always take stupid Australia.
I don't turtle. I don't like it. It's not a challenge.
What, that Risk?
I don't like to turtle up in Australia.
Yeah, no. Well, that's what they do. Most of them just turtle up in Australia and just load it up. And it's like, I can't. You played Risk?
Nope. Before?
No?
What?
Okay.
I mean, I know the game. I watched Seinfeld.
Connect Four is a good game to kill time.
Connect Four is good.
Mm-hmm. It's simple.
Any playing cards?
Yeah, you can play a couple of bunch of games of Rummy.
Yeah. Then it gets to that point.
Cribbage. You know.
What?
Cribbage.
Cribbage.
What the hell is that?
Is that Harry Potter?
Card game.
Oh, that's a card game.
It's a card game.
But that's a card game for old people.
Yes.
Yeah, that's some old...
It is. It's like a Ben Franklin.
I don't even know.
It's like playing bridge.
Oh, Ben, you taking it back to Ben Franklin?
It's like, yeah, wow. It's a favorite of his. Okay.
Well, I took it way back with Mancala.
Wait,
so.
Did Ben Franklin start like...
He was a cribbage fan, yeah.
Was
it?
Yeah. I have no idea what the hell that game is.
Mm-hmm.
Is it any...
You've got like this board and you also play cards with the board. It's really kind of... My dad knows how to play it. I've forgotten. I'd have to be, you know, but... Wow. It's kind of complicated, but a little bit of fun.
Okay, but Mancala's and sound. It's just that cup. I understand that people like that game, but it's just like a weird game to me. Yeah. It just doesn't rank up.
It's an ancient game.
Yeah.
So is that what's that game that the Chinese people play? Go? Is it Go?
Yeah. With the black and white rocks or whatever, and there's supposed to be an infinite amount of games. And yeah. About like the first Go computer just beat up army person.
Yo.
Right? That just happened a few months ago.
So check it. Okay. Power comes back on.
Right.
So now you're just enjoying whatever comes on TV.
Yeah.
And I saw that thing. So China has this Go thing. And you know how they did the computer playing chess and it beat all the Russians. And then the Russians hacked the elections and just as payback.
Yes. Absolutely. So
the Chinese had this game Go and they had this professional Go player. And they invented this computer to play against the guy. And the computer started, like, learning, and it just dominated the guy. To the point that China disconnected the Wi-Fi and wouldn't broadcast that game because they didn't want to bring dishonor
to the
national game.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It is.
And they killed the computer.
The computer was gone after that.
Yeah.
Why did they unplug the Wi-Fi? Why not unplug the computer?
I don't know.
They don't want the broadcast of the thing. They should have unplugged the computer.
Yeah. Chop it up with an axe.
Yeah. If all anybody. Yeah. Who built this?
Comes back.
One of you guys built it. They're pointing up a school of 7-year-olds.
This computer's trying to promote democracy.
Oh, man. Any historical stuff we can talk about?
I mean, natural disasters are kind of a historical thing. They make or break a lot of empires.
Mexico got rocked as well.
Big earthquakes. Again, and it's not the first time the Caribbean area has been rocked by a major earthquake over the years in history.
Wow.
You know, the biggest one up until, obviously, that was a huge one and everything, but one of the biggest ones in history was in 1692 in Jamaica.
Jamaica
got hit in 1692.
Buck, buck.
And that's where they learned how to do daggering.
Uh huh.
Yeah, they had no power. So Jamaica, how bad was it?
Well, it was the capital used to be the city of Port Royal.
Okay.
Port Royal is no longer the capital of Jamaica for that reason.
Does Port Royal even exist anymore?
I think it's like a. No, actually, like it's pretty quarry? Much gone. It's like quarry? It's like a historical site at this point.
Really?
It rocked it so much that most of the businesses and everything, those that survived, went to either Spanish Town or Kingston. And that was the end of
that. And that's how Kingston became...
It came because of the earthquake. And it was, for a while, Port Royal was the place to be.
How long ago was this earthquake?
This was 1692.
The age of pirates.
This was, actually. This was... the governor of Jamaica was, at the time, was Admiral Henry Morgan. Captain Morgan.
Captain Morgan.
Yep.
Hey.
Salute.
And it was because of the earthquake he lost everything because he owned a lot of that stuff in there.
Wow.
And he became a violent alcoholic and died from alcoholism because of it.
What a way to honor him by having a nice coconut rum.
Yep.
Wow.
It's the equivalent of naming a venomous snake Cleopatra. I always found it funny that he had a rum named after him considering how he died.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's the legacy you leave.
Who was I think I was talking to somebody. Okay, so this is what happens when there's no electricity. Stupid conversations happen. And I'm having a conversation. I forget who it was, and I go, Abraham Lincoln is known for, you know, being a president, quote unquote, freeing the slaves and stuff like that. But if he would have been mauled by a tiger, would he be known more for the president that got mauled by a tiger or for the accomplishment he had? Because I think the way you go out is more memorable than the things you've done.
I guess it depends on the person. But yeah, you definitely...
If you think about it, the guy, I mean... What is it? I was going to say Siskel and Roy. This is how bad my brain is right now. What is the guy
Siskel
that,
and Ebert or no, no. Siegfried and Roy?
Siegfried and Roy.
Siskel and Roy.
But Siskel and Roy. I give it a 2 thumbs up.
I think that magic trick was subpar. It was no buildup.
Oh, man. I apologize for this podcast, dude. I'm going to take the hard L on this podcast.
It's fun just, fact.
Oh, it's just...
Abraham Lincoln was a vampire slayer.
No, he was not.
No, he's not.
That's not true.
No matter. They made a documentary.
I can't today. I just can't. It's my brain is going all over the place, so I'm just going to go pop culture thing. All right, let's talk about this stupid president. One more time. Hold on. This dude made up a country?
Nambia.
Nambia!
Nambia.
The Chronicles of Nambia.
Yeah.
He made up a country.
He mispronounced a country. He he meant to say...
Because then I'm reading the article.
Namibia is the country.
So people are going, well, in contention, he probably was he trying to say Gambia?
There's Gambia, there's Zambia out there.
Yeah, so they had those things in contention.
What was it?
What he was saying? So that
my money's on what Dan said. Namibia.
He meant Namibia, which actually, you know, they were there at the conference.
What's the name of the place?
They do have good health care. They also have like 30 people in the country.
What country?
And Stanley Falls.
I'm sorry?
What country is this?
This is Namibia, the one that he meant. Namibia. Namibia.
Oh.
So, yeah, they do have a health care system.
Where did this country come from? Well, has it always been there?
I don't pay attention. Has always been there.
I don't. It gets to be. I don't pay attention to African countries other than Nigeria, South Africa, and
Uganda,
Congo, Somalia.
Which Congo?
I just know
the People's
Congo.
Republic.
The People's Republic.
Oh, there's
the Democratic
Congress?
Republic of the Congo.
The one with the gorilla with the sign language.
Now the Democratic Republic of Congo. It used to be Zaire.
Zaire. And then, Zaire's not there anymore?
No, it's not.
No, Democratic it's gone.
When did this happen?
Yep, it's no longer
Zaire.
Zaire's
that they had a cool flag. Here's the thing. If you show me a flag, I can name you the country.
Oh.
Zaire had the cool flag because it had that spear. Mm-hmm. Zaire's not there anymore. Wow, rest in peace, Zaire. Yeah.
It disappeared, I'd say, mid-90s.
So Congo is now it has
the
Banana Republic of Congo.
Yeah, Democratic Republic of the Congo. And then above it is the Central African Republic.
Of Congo.
No, oh. they used to be both the kind of the same.
Okay,
like, frame.
Is that the one where our boy Idi Amin split open?
No, that's not that one. I mean, there's just this African countries. They change their
Ethiopia.
Names
I know Ethiopia because Ethiopia's of where the world. Because of We're the World.
Uh-huh.
And here's the
thing. I know Somalia, Black Hawk Down.
Ethiopia.
Yes. See. See, get the skinnies off the
That's
roof.
That's right.
All right. See, we know about some African places.
Ethiopia and Somalia are the longest.
Morgan
lasting.
Freeman, South Africa. Morgan Freeman was the president of South Africa.
No, right. Alba was the president of South Africa.
Morgan Freeman was first.
It's true. And then Idris Elba became then, president.
Is that the Mandela effect when one person looks at Mandela and Idris Elba, the other person sees Morgan Freeman?
Yes.
Really? I see Morgan Freeman.
See, that's Mandela.
Right. Did you know? There is a nation in Africa that their national language is Spanish.
I believe is Liberia.
No. Liberia is where it's old America, like where...
Oh, yeah, because they have that flag. Okay. Yeah. What country is this?
It's in the southwest of Africa. And I completely
southwest of Africa?
Yeah. But I know their national language is Spanish.
Tito Puente Land.
Yeah, if we can figure it out. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean,
call us in with your answers.
The Spanish and Portuguese were one of the first to colonize Africa after the Muslims.
But they did the northern parts, right? They didn't go deep down.
Well, they went all the way around.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Portuguese got all the way to South Africa and then to get to India.
And then when did the Dutch take over?
The Dutch, or the Voortrekker, which are part Dutch there, they don't get to South Africa until about the 1600s.
And that's when they did, District 9
That's when
stuff.
They become the Boers, and they do the District 9 stuff, and they have the Boers Head War and everything like that for the best cold cuts.
Delicious sandwiches.
Yeah, just whoever can get it. It's a big fight there.
That's
it's crazy. So you have these generations of white people that have been in Africa for about 400 years.
Well, Captain
families.
Morgan's white. He was in Jamaica.
He was Jamaican. Yeah.
So many white. Yo, So is Jamaica like a white?
There's a white like population in Jamaica. Yeah.
No. Yes, there is because people buy
timeshares,
timeshares and stuff, and land. And
some of the original ruling class stayed there. Yeah.
So it was originally whites there, and then I imagine due to the unwilling trade that the Spaniards did, ended up getting a little flavorful.
It was Spanish first.
Spanish first.
Spanish first, and then the English take over in the 1600s.
Okay.
And then the British bring in, of course, the slaves.
Okay.
As always. But the British end slavery in 1830.
Okay.
So they're like, no more slaves, no more slave trade. And all the slaves in America are like, wow, great, we got that independence from Great Britain, you know, since we're all here still in chains.
We ended up, slavery ended in U.S. when?
1865.
So 30-something years later.
Yep, so glad that,
Wow, good thing we fought the English and we got them out of here.
For that freedom.
I just like how the British are like, we ended slavery first. We're more civilized. Uh-huh. Like, by a whole 30 years, ended first.
But they did, though.
You can't. Right? We call dibs.
So, there's labor problems, though, after.
Oh, late? Okay. They're not now working because now they're lazy.
Yeah, no, we got to pay these slaves.
What?
You get an ex-slave.
We paid you in freedom. I say we like I'm British.
So, they do a worker exchange program. They need people to work the plantations, but they can't hire anymore. They can't bring in slaves anymore. But the British at this time own India and Hong Kong and all these other places. So they bring the Indians over on what's called a work visa. They work for practically nothing. They can bring them all over because India's having employment problems.
Yeah.
And this is where you get that Jamaican culture where you have these Chinese Jamaicans. You have all the curry going to Jamaica.
The curry.
It's because the British brought over these day laborers, basically.
Word.
Yeah. And so that's kind of how Jamaican culture is so different than everyone else because they brought in everything.
You have more history of Jamaica? I want to bring my Jamaican buddy.
Yeah, we can do a whole.
Yeah, I want to bring my Jamaican buddy over here.
Sure. Yeah, at my job, I have a couple of Jamaican supervisors and managers in there. And one day I was interviewing because I do human resources. And I was interviewing this Jamaican. His last name was Chi. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, he's one of those Asian Jamaicans. We need to hire him. They work. Sorry.
Mark, you didn't curse it. That was a whisper. Wait, there's Asian Jamaicans?
Chinese Jamaicans.
Yeah.
What?
Because the British owned Hong Kong, too. And they were having a labor problem, so they brought some of the people over there.
And apparently they work harder than Jamaican Jamaicans.
Mm-hmm. You remember growing up in Puerto Rico, you remember the Chinese restaurant that we used to go?
Yeah.
In Spanish. Puerto Rican, Chinese.
Right.
But they had a Chinese restaurant in Puerto Rico, and they speak Spanish.
Yeah.
Got to survive when you go out there, man.
And I know a lot of Chinese were in Cuba, too, because of communism.
And don't forget Chinese in Peru and Argentina.
Oh, the Chinese in Peru all over the place. Yeah.
One of the most beautiful girls I ever seen in my life was a hybrid of Japan.
Hybrid?
It's a lack of sleep. It's a hybrid of Japanese girl and this Brazilian chick. And oh my gosh, she was gorgeous.
Yeah. And small.
And I can say that because my wife doesn't listen to this podcast.
None of ours do.
Yeah.
So I brought over. Then one of the biggest chains of grocery stores in Peru was called Wong's.
Wong's?
Yeah.
Really?
There's a Wong's grocery store in Peru.
I learned.
You want to shop here Wong time.
You want to be right, shot by Wong. I learned when I did a show in the Virgin Islands, I performed, my last name is Lima.
Uh-huh.
And people kept going, no, Lima. And they're whispering. And they kept asking me, saying, are you related to the supermarket chain? And I'm like, nah, it's a supermarket chain called Lima? It's like, yeah, apparently the guy that's a millionaire over there in the Virgin Islands has a supermarket. Mm-hmm. He started like in a laundromat and pretty much has buck-ass money.
Right.
Later on, I find out that this guy is like the uncle of my grandfather.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you got relations.
So, yeah, but I get no money.
No,
yeah.
Of course not.
No discount.
We never figured that out. So. Like, for the longest time, I thought Lima was such a unique name. And then I find out that Lima is the Smith of Portugal. You know, it's like, it's such a common name to people. And I'm like, so amazed. I'm like, I meet another Lima. I'm like, oh, you're Lima too. And they're like, what are you talking about?
Mark it.
Damn it.
For somebody that pride himself of not cursing,
yeah.
You're ready. You're 2-1 to me. no, but Lima, like in the Brazilian soccer players have, like Ronaldo is Ronaldo, papa, 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 the Lima, papa, papa, papa. Lima's always in there.
Always in there.
It's because of, like you said, the Smith of Portugal.
Mm.
But yeah, man. Pompeii got hit by a natural disaster. Is that real?
That's Pompeii and Herculeum. It was both cities got.
What about Atlantis? Right? Atlantis is real. Or is that fake?
We don't know yet.
We don't know.
We don't know. Who knows?
According to Hulu,
like to keep some.
It's like
keep some mystery.
It's a bridge between South America and Egypt. You know.
Wait, what?
And Hulu, they have these documentaries. Have you like ever watched these?
Yeah,
like,
that's a long ass bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they have this whole like. 2-hour documentary.
Is it like Ancient Aliens?
It's like that one.
Yeah.
It's like,
it all depends on the person who's writing the story. Sometimes Atlantis is a city. It's an island. Sometimes it's a continent. It all depends on how well you want to spice it up.
Okay.
What about El Dorado? Is that real?
Yeah.
El Dorado was a myth right up there with the Kingdom of Prester John.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me about that one real quick.
Prester John or El Dorado?
Prester John.
Prester John, I think we talked about it in the when we talked about the explorers. It was this idea that this crusader got lost and went to Africa instead and set up this kingdom in Africa. And so somewhere the Christians believed in the heart of Africa was this all white kingdom that was powerful and wealthy. And if you could find the kingdom of Prester John, he would aid you in the crusade to wipe out all the Muslims.
Wow.
Yeah. They looked for that thing.
Magic.
People still looking for that?
Yeah, I mean, they basically...
Really? People still looking
for that? No, not anymore. Okay. No, not anymore. But back then, they really looked for it. And it was kind of like, you know the old knight who guarded the Holy Grail in Indiana Jones?
That's basically
based on Prester John was like this immortal figure waiting to be discovered type of thing.
Oh, you're here.
Pick a cup.
Pick a chalice.
Exactly. You chose... So.
What are we at, Crespo?
We are at 38 minutes.
Oh, wow. So. This feels like
we can
hurricane.
Talk a little bit more about natural disasters.
It's cool.
All right, 89, the earthquake in Oakland, San Francisco earthquake.
No, but that wasn't that bad.
During the World Series?
Yeah.
It was notable because it happened during a big
natural disaster. One of the worst earthquakes was in 1755 in Lisbon, Portugal.
Oh, okay.
The high estimate is about 100,000 people died.
Yeah, don't bring that bullshit earthquake from fucking Oakland. Listen to this shit.
It was a 9.5 on the Richter scale.
What?
The whole city was devastated. Damn.
Whole city? The whole... Whoa.
I mean, that whole area. Lisbon basically went into itself. People were saying that hell opened up and swallowed people.
Wow.
Fatality.
Very good, soundboard.
That's one of the worst earthquakes, that they ever had. And it was this age of like, everyone was just shocked. They just could not believe it.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you even rebuild from that?
9.5.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the highest earthquake?
That's one of the highest that's been recorded, yeah.
This one goes to 11.
But to use that opportunity, the one of the king's brother rebuilt the entire city, and he took the opportunity to rebuild it and make it more enlightened because it was still kind of a medieval town even by 1755.
Okay,
so he rebuilt it, putting universities and proper streets and roads.
When did the transition from swords to guns start? Because I'm always curious about that time period. When you still had some knights, but then you got some people are like, nah, we got a gun.
Firearms were first introduced to Europe during the Hundred Years' War. So you're looking at around 1370 to about 1415, 1430. You're going to start to see firearms showing up.
So is that the time? Like, this is, cause honestly, I would love to think about making a movie like this. You know, you got the swords and the shields and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guns start rising up. At one point... There has to be like, you know, the like now, finally... now there's Glocks and semi-automatic weapons.
Right.
But back in the day, there were revolvers with the
Yeah, back then it was, the gun did not have any prominence for another 100 years because they were extremely inaccurate. You maybe hit your target about 20% of the time. And then it took forever to reload. So a guy on horseback with armor could easily take out a guy with a rifle. And even then, most of the time, those balls, if they hit you, it was there was no telling that the velocity would even pierce the armor.
Okay.
So guns were more of a novelty, more of a scare factor, but they really started to become the death of the knight by the 30 Years' War. So you're looking at around 1618, 1648. That's when we start to see the tip of scales and firearms take more.
Is that when the French started, they had to slap they used to do this and then do the little 10 paces?
The duels were around by then, but they were still rapier. That's when, though, the king's
person... They raped? What?
Rapiers. Oh, okay. They didn't rape ears. They rapiered. But that's the time when the king of France actually developed a elite fighting force that knew how to use the firearms.
Okay.
Especially the musket. And that's why they were called...
The Musketeers.
Right.
Ah! Uh-huh. Gotcha.
Nice.
See, you got your bit of knowledge.
See, I got to learn something, dude. I'm so excited.
Around the 1600s, yeah, during the 30 Years' War is when the Musketeers really rise to prominence.
But then, what about hold on. So you got the Musketeers.
Yeah.
This is the three Musketeers.
Right.
But they had swords.
I mean, you still needed to have a sword because it took forever to
still load. Yeah, but did they ever have a gun in the book?
In the movies. That doesn't translate well in the movies to have a guy fire a gun and then have to reload it.
It's not that sexy?
Yeah, no. But all Musketeers, real Musketeers, had firearms on them too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, was it like those long rifles, or was it like the big
horn? Oh, was it the little horn?
The blunderbuss guns?
Yeah.
No, they were the long rifles that they had.
What a great name for a gun.
The blunderbuss. Yeah.
The first, I remember, was that Bruce Willis?
Sixth Sense.
No.
Die Hard.
No.
We're just talking.
Joseph.
Looper.
Thank you. Looper. That's when the guy had the blunder.
Oh, we did. I didn't see Looper.
Oh, so good. I like that.
Like crazy looking, like future shotguns that look primitive.
But the blunder thing was like a shotgun
with a horn on.
dude, it was so dope.
Yeah,
it was crazy looking.
So
it's a very Puritan gun, very puritanical gun.
Okay, so hurricane, earthquake messed up Jamaica. Earthquake messed up Lisbon. Mm-hmm. How about anything with a hurricane that...
Well, they're known as tsunamis in the east. They don't call them hurricanes. They call them tsunamis.
Because they go counterclockwise.
Right, exactly.
Oh, I thought it was typhoon.
It's typhoon or tsunami?
No, tsunami is the wave.
Oh, okay.
I thought tsunami was the wave.
Typhoon, excuse me. Yeah, typhoon. You're right. Excellent, yeah.
Typhoon and earthquake.
There we go. The natural disasters. So, and interesting enough, I'll come to a point a little bit later about this, about the two earthquakes and for these two typhoons that are coming. So the Mongols, this is the big one that we're talking about here.
Okay.
The Mongols are in control of China in the 1200s. Okay. Run by Kublai Khan. Okay.
Ooh, sounds like the last level guy in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. Kublai wants to invade Japan.
What did Japan do to him?
It was there.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a Mongol. He has to conquer.
Okay.
That's what they do. In 1274, he brings in this elite Mongol force. 50,000 guys.
Mong force.
Yeah, Mong force. And they sail over to Hakata Bay in Japan.
Okay.
And then the typhoon comes, wipes out the whole navy.
Wow.
So Mong force.
And he could have taken. Japan had
Mong
no
force. Mong.
Japan was not ready. They could have easily conquered the island, but that hurricane ruined the whole
thing. Wait, Japan wiped them off in their sleep, but it wasn't even them. It's like wind god.
That's what
I wish I had a Japanese. They called it.
They called it the divine wind or the kamikaze.
Really?
Yeah. They called it kamikaze. Nothing gets better though. Kublai Khan tries again.
Cool. Okay.
In the 1280s.
Tell me another.
Another typhoon.
No!
Wipes them out.
No! Oh. Yo,
it was like, another 60,000 men.
Oh dude, God. You don't have. Don't they have like some type of weather channel over there or something?
No,
like that?
No, man. There was no way you could predict those back then.
Wow. There's no sense of time unless he's like, oh, we went on this time of year, so let's do it again.
We're going to wait 1 year. He probably waited 1 year.
They waited 10 years.
10 years. Same exact time.
Yo, he's looking at the calendar, and he's like, all right, that didn't happen this time, but maybe it happens again next time. And then he goes, we can't go in year three. That's bad luck. He's busy, and he goes, you know what? 10-year anniversary. This is what we
can do. We can do it, guys. Oh, it's there.
Yeah.
How great it'll be if the Japan really had one guy that just summons fucking hurricanes.
Mark that.
Mark it. Sorry. I just get real excited. The Raiden of Japan.
I don't know. So. Well, just based on Japanese culture, and you know, correct me if I'm wrong here. I always thought Japanese were just like crazy fishermen. You know, like the whole culture is just based on eccentricities and like, you know.
Yeah. Did you see the cove? Did you see how crazy they went on those dolphins? They went ham on those dolphins. They're like, ah, these dolphins are eating all our fish. Mm-hmm. Let's bring them up to this corner over here.
Step.
Yo, that ocean turned red quick. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that was CGI or not.
No, that was not CGI. That
was... yeah. Like I said,
those are practical effects.
And mm-hmm. just based on the stories from like during World War II when they were like running Korea and China... They were up to some crazy stuff.
They were vicious. Mm-hmm. Japanese were very vicious against the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you got that little animosity and stuff.
Oh, yeah. It was a big, yeah.
But now we have anime and it makes it all better.
Yeah, Chinese don't watch that.
Anime is filled with so much Japanese repression.
Neuroses.
There is
just
so
a little bit.
There is so much pent up frustration from World War II in those animes.
Yes,
really. You think they're just waiting? You think they're just
if
waiting?
They have a military? I think they're going back to military in a couple of years or in the future, near mm-hmm. future.
They're letting.
I would give it another 30 years before they go back to their crazy selves.
They have a navy, just like Germany. It's the only country they're not allowing to have a military. I think is Germany.
With just cause.
Yeah. Because they always said, no, we're going to war. No.
We got this. You get to wear the blue helmets in the UN. Right. That's all you get.
We can do so much more than cure.
Relax.
We'll keep Hans.
They're very green right now. They're all good. Yeah. Oh, it's all good. But yeah, weather changes history completely and has always like done that.
Now, we're speaking about tsunamis. Mm-hmm. You know. So the 2004 tsunami, is that the worst in recorded history, or is there any worse than that?
Atlantis.
No? The problem is, except for like special events like the Mongols invasion and stuff like that, most weather was never really recorded down that much. And this is something that a lot of the climate change people are having a hard time with, is because, oh, these storms are bad. We don't have any records, really, of the last time there was a warming period and the severity of the storms.
Yeah.
Then. So.
When did they start recording weather? And this is the part where the Trump fanatics are going to start getting a hard on. Relax.
Mm-hmm. Weather is not really recorded down. Like, you're talking about guys who understand the temperature and reading barometers and everything like that. Until the early parts of the Enlightenment. So it's the 1700s.
Okay, so that's a good time.
Yeah, but industrialization and the warm period of Earth both start in 1750.
Okay.
So we have no idea if industrialization is actually making things warmer because we don't have any...
We don't know if it's causation or correlation.
Or because we don't have as much research from the warming periods of the previous time, which was about 700... to 1300. That was the warm period.
We have
before that.
Way too many people.
We do have way too many people.
Okay.
We do have a lot, but that's something that a lot of climate deniers will jump on, is that you can't, or even, you know, climate people in general, industrialization unfortunately happened the same time as the warming period that we're currently in. So it's hard really to say because they weren't taking the temperature in
and we have 1000. Too many cars. Yeah. We have just as many cars almost as people.
Oh yeah, I believe
it.
Well, in America.
I mean, thanks to Usher, absolutely.
Usher.
And not even America. India. India's just India's crazy.
Yeah, Mumbai.
Yeah. You know, it's just the path, the layout of all industrialization and the change of technology is so steep now in the past, just like you said earlier in the show, in the past 30 years. You know, and it's just that disconnect between culture and technology that's just rapidly rising and changing. You know, it's now there's a lot of, like I said, climate deniers. There's, you know, so much misinformation going on.
You know, the one thing I can say that there's definitely, you know, the one proof that you can really have too there about the climate change here is that we're getting these violent hurricanes during a warming period. And the natural disasters I talked about have never really happened. Like the really just tragic ones, they only really happen during the cooling periods of Earth. All the things I talked about, the earthquakes, you know, the last big one, 1755, yeah, that's when the warm period starts. 1692, we're in the cooling phase. 1270, and then 1280, when the Mongol get hit by the typhoons, those are during the cooling period.
California is due for an earthquake.
Yeah,
for like a big earthquake.
It's due for a big one.
It's been a hot minute before they got a nice, you know, let's make T-shirts for.
Pray for California.
Pray for California. Yeah,
pray for California after they're done burning up right now.
Yeah, aren't they on fire?
They're on fire right now.
They're on fire every year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every year.
Well, yeah, so, you know.
The Earth will adjust itself. Whether or not we're alive to see it, that's the question. The Earth is going to adjust itself. It's a living organism. You know, it's sick. It's going to have those white blood cells take care of it. So, and how it takes care of it is violent storms to wipe out whatever's bothering it.
Yeah.
So that's,
I don't know what
of...
Puerto Rico did to you. Oh, poor Barbudo or Barbuda or whatever.
There's a lot of innocent bystanders. Yeah. You know, it's like the it's like your appendix. Your appendix didn't do anything, but it's going to get, it's a casualty of disease.
It got to go.
Gallbladder.
Hey, your tonsils. By the time this episode aired, you think North Korea is still is still there? Or?
Rocket Man.
Rocket Man. He ruined that song forever.
I can't even figure out what's wrong with that little man. Like,
which one are we talking about? The little man or little hands man? Because they're both they're both a problem.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a definite stroke. I feel that Kim Jong-un is going to be our Saddam Hussein. Whenever we need distraction,
how are we gonna put our rope around that neck? That guy is just. It's just shoulder and head.
But the whole thing with him, I think he, honestly, this is just me because I'm a conspiracy theorist, he's being egged on by Russia and China and be like, yo, do this, do this.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, yeah. Because he's doing it all like, oh, I'm just testing stuff. I'm just testing rockets. I'm not, you know, you guys are doing war games. I'm just testing rockets. I'm just saying. Just saying. You can't.
But Russia's doing war
games. But Russia's like, they're in the background like, go ahead, poke the U.S. some more.
This is why you give Japan its military back.
And
they keep them in check.
Mm-hmm.
They have always been the masters of the Pacific. When Japan had a military, China didn't do anything. Russia got stopped. North Korea was put under
their
thumb. But
it's too late now because China got so many kung fu guys.
Yeah, you think that. Japan can, in a second.
Yakuza.
Japan got industrialization last compared to all the Western powers. In like 60 years, it built itself up, conquered most of China, and beat the Russians. Japan.
Crazy fishermen don't play.
What's that Jet Li movie with the...
The one. Yeah. Once Upon a Time in
Japan. The one with the chain? With the
Unleashed.
Unleashed, thank you.
Unleashed. Danny the Dog was the original title.
Yeah. Danny the Dog?
That was the original title.
Wow, thank God they called it Unleashed.
Unleashed, and they called it Unleashed, yeah.
Danny the Dog. Who? What?
That was original. It was a Frenchman made the movie. Luc Besson.
Luc Besson. So, all right. Well, where are we at?
A little under an hour.
A little under an hour?
Yeah, just under an hour.
You want to bring this down?
Let's bring it down. Okay. We're going to come strong next episode. Thank you so much for listening. Yes, I would tell you listen to us in iTunes, Stitcher, and all that stuff. But you know what? You're listening to us now, so that kind of like defeats the purpose.
But you should listen to the next one.
Yeah, tell your friends where they can listen to this. Share this. Don't share this one. Share the other four.
The next one's going to be really good.
The next one's going to be real good. please forgive us. We apologize deeply for this. All comments, complaints, send them to the devils in the details at gmail.com.
The devil's deets on Twitter.
The devil's deets on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Rican Gorilla on Twitter. Dan P Comedy on Twitter. What's your Twitter?
Conquesonator on Twitter.
Good luck spelling that one.
It's Conqueso Nader.
But we'll tag it on that. Hey, Puerto Rico and Mexico and California and Houston and...
You guys will be all right.
Man, pretty much everybody.
You'll be all right.
Everybody that's been messed up, you'll be fine.
You'll be all right. Mm-hmm.
You'll be good. And right. Like always.
Waiting on you, Beyonce.
Good night. You've been terrific, really. We love you. Thank you for being so special tonight. And putting up with the rain. And putting up with us.
This week.
Bruiser Brody in a battle royal with a toilet bowl.
Hold on. This is the clip.
Hello, Puerto Rico! Bruiser Brody here!
Hi.
Just want to tell you how happy I am to be here.
Yeah?
How happy I am tomorrow afternoon!
Why is it? With the hurricane?
Coming like a hurricane.
With Carlos Colo.
With who?
Carlos Colo.
Okay.
Let me tell you something about Bruiser Brody.
Tell me.
He's a whole lot like all them other wrestlers. Got the silly looking hair. He real big in the arms, uh-huh. Big in the chest.
Yeah. Big enough to get stabbed on.
Because he died.
A PFT Media production.